I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After numerous terrorist attacks across Europe, it's easy to see why some people have safety concerns. But Tasos Ioannidis of AMG International says Europe might not be as dangerous as it seems.
Nothing happens without God allowing it. So we trust his sovereignty and we obey his call.
Those thoughts are especially powerful in the wake of a recent ruling against President Trump's revised immigration safeguards, including plans to temporarily ban refugees from entering the U.S. Want to get involved? Ioannidis says it's not just about praying. It's about listening.
I would encourage anybody who's considering a mission trip, if they feel the Lord is calling them to do that, not to hesitate for a moment.
And FMI's Bruce Allen is headed to Indonesia for a special trip. Why? To bring the Snapshot Packet, an evangelism tool, to national church planters for the first time. But Allen also wants to bring enough not just for the pastors, but also the congregations.
One of the things we really want the church planters to understand about their role, according to Ephesians chapter 4, is that they are to equip the saints for ministry. And so often a pastor or an evangelist can think about, oh, I have to do this ministry, which there is a ministry they're supposed to do. But a big chunk of that is to equip others to do ministry so that the growth in an area becomes exponential.
The details on both of these stories, plus ways you can get involved, are at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Consider the power of the message of your phone's wallpaper. You read it multiple times a day. So why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for the ministry as they distribute God's Word in sign language. Download your copy for free at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.